Exalta est mors in victoria. Ubi est mors victoria tua? Ubi est mors stimulus tuus? Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today is a day set apart for prayers for all departed souls. We know that death comes to all of us. We know from St. Paul that death is a consequence of our sins. Our body, having come from dust, must return to dust. However, our souls, being immortal, will live forever. For this reason, we know that soon after the end of our life here on earth, we will be judged for our sins. We know that twice after our death, we will be called before our Savior, our just judge. The first is the particular judgment soon after our death, when our souls will be judged for the sins that we have committed. Because we are created, body and soul, our Lord will judge us again at the general judgment, after the resurrection of our bodies, taking into account the sins that we have committed by and because of our bodies. At the particular judgment, our fate is fixed. God decides, based on our sins, whether to send us to heaven or to hell. This judgment is a personal one. Our Lord will demand of us an account of every one of our thoughts, words, and deeds. Based on this, before the tribunal of our Lord, we will be subjected to a rigorous examination and will receive our judgment. Here our Lord decides where we will spend our eternity. At the general judgment, we receive the plenitude of our joy or of our punishment. This is a more social judgment. We will be judged after the resurrection of our bodies, in the presence of everyone whom we have known, met, or seen in our lives, or even those who have seen us but we have not known. We will have to provide an account for all the examples that we gave, good or bad, all the times that we taught or said something good or bad that influenced someone and turned him towards good or evil. For this influence on others that we leave behind, we will have an increase in our rewards or punishments. This is also the forum where the reputation of those unjustly attacked will be restored by God Himself before all men. Moreover, our bodies are not strangers to our acts and gestures in this life, and therefore have to be judged accordingly. The general judgment is also the forum for us to see in detail how the divine justice and providence took care of all of us all throughout our life here on earth. God gives us graces all the time, and particularly when we ask humbly for them. His grace, once given, never fails us. The general judgment will be the occasion for us to praise God in His justice and providence. Dear faithful, this short reminder of what awaits us is only for us to turn with more confidence to our God. We know that our Lord has never and will never abandon us. We know how merciful He is, so much so that Saint Thérèse of Lisieux mentioned several times in her writings that she is not afraid of the justice of God, because His justice will take into account our weaknesses and the consequences of our sins. It is part of divine justice that we also have a place called purgatory. As you well know, those sent to purgatory are sure to be sent to heaven after a time of purification. Having already received forgiveness, they are given an opportunity to make reparation for their sins. While they suffer for a time, both by a separation from God and by a suffering that resembles that experienced in their bodies, they suffer willingly and joyfully because they know they are sure to see God. However, at the time of death, souls are at the end of the time when they can merit supernaturally for themselves by their own acts. This is where we, the living, in the militant church, have an occasion to help our brethren in purgatory. We are able to offer prayers, works, and sacrifices that satisfy the divine justice. This is where we have an occasion to grow in charity and develop bonds of friendship with souls in the suffering church. This gives us an occasion also to win for ourselves intercessors in heaven, when these souls, grateful as they will surely be, will eventually enter heaven and intercede for us before God. Imagine, therefore, our general judgment, when all our sins are before us, and we have no argument to make for ourselves before the judgment seat of our Lord, who is truth himself and who knows all truth. To what can only be our eternal surprise, because of our suffrages for the souls in purgatory, we will hear our Lord himself tell us, after enumerating all of our sins, "However, you prayed for these people, and I found your work satisfactory. Therefore, I wipe these sins off your soul, and you may proceed into heaven." Imagine then the joy we will have in our souls. Those times we mortified our desires to perform an act of charity, to pray for souls in purgatory, will bear fruit before the judgment seat of our Lord. Imagine how much more this will be multiplied when we meet all those who interceded for us before God. Imagine how much glory we will give to God when we are at the wedding feast of the Lamb, praising and thanking God as we do at every Mass. With our eternal destiny in view, our Holy Mother Church has encouraged the pious tradition of visiting a cemetery and praying for the dead by granting us a plenary indulgence every day for 8 days, from the 1st of November until the 8th. In profiting from this tradition, we will be doing nothing but the holy will of God. God created us with a social nature, and he established his church to save us with our social nature. We are meant to be with each other, both here on earth, and if we cooperate with God's grace, also in heaven. Let us therefore not give up trying to grow in charity every day with those around us. Let us turn to Our Lady and make it part of our daily discipline to pray the Rosary with the desire to grow ever closer to God. She was given to us as our advocate at the foot of the cross at Calvary. She was the perfect disciple of our Lord, perfectly united to the will of the Father. And now he has chosen to give us all his graces through her. St. John Chrysostom does not hesitate to state that it was to intercede for us that the Virgin Mary was made Mother of God. In this way, those sinners who, due to their wicked life, could not be saved according to the divine justice, might obtain salvation through her sweet compassion and powerful intercession. Indeed, this is the Lord's will. Our Lady is not the judge of sin, but the place of safety for sinners. She is not the accuser, that is the devil, but she is the protector of the accused. Those of us who find ourselves in the most desperate of circumstances sometimes suffer tremendously from the consequences of our own actions. It is here that Mary's love gives us an almost absolute sense of hope that we will find a way out of our problem, even if they are of our own making. That is essentially the reality of sin. We all have an amazing capacity to sink our own boats. After that, we live with the devil's accusatory voice ringing in our ears, constantly telling us that we are beyond redemption, that we have no hope, that we are just too bad to deserve a break, that we might as well just give in to a life of sin because we'll never be able to live the right way, and so on and so forth. That place of desperation is where Our Lady does her best work. She enters in to provide safe refuge from the devil's warfare on our souls. He is the accuser who gives us no mercy, but our mother undoes his malice. With the key of our repentance, she opens the gate to that narrow pathway to heaven and gives us hope of finding a way back to God. It is certainly true that God will forgive anyone who turns to him, but it is also consoling to know that we have an advocate who will bring us to God under a protective mantle and get us off the hook. Our Lady never endorses sin. She does not enable sin. She does not excuse and justify it, as we often do. She just overshadows all human sinfulness with her indulgent love and mercy. And she will receive anyone who is truly repentant under any circumstances, at any time. She will help them find their way back to that straight and narrow road to heaven. In contrast to the discouragements of the devil, Our Lady is our source of encouragement to do that mortification necessary for the salvation of our souls with an eye on the love of God. Every Hail Mary we pray with a particular confidence in the help of Our Lady will help us make good progress on the path to rejecting all that is sinful within us. Our Lady will bring to us the graces that will prepare us to face our just judge at the end of our life, especially as we ask her to pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Then one day, we will see each other at the banquet of the Lamb and say with St. Paul, as in today's episode, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.